I do pray that the Lord would help us tonight. Acts chapter number 12 and verse number 1 tonight. The Bible said, "Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, for with the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord had sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered this the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many was gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. And then they said, it is his angel. Amen. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer again. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you bless the reading of your word. God, that you bless us and anoint us tonight. God, that you'd help us, God. Lord, you're the only one that can. And we trust in you, God, completely. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Acts tonight is a wonderful, wonderful book. It's not better than any of the others. We know that. But there's a lot of wonderful things that are recorded in the book of Acts. And we see the beginnings of the church here in the book of Acts. If we would start, amen, in Acts chapter number 2, amen, the writer Luke here, inspired by the Holy Ghost, amen, records one glorious conversion, amen, after another. Can somebody say amen to that? Amen, for on the day of Pentecost, it was recorded, amen, that they received his word with gladness, amen. Amen, and were baptized, about 3,000 being saved. Amen. The Bible teaches us and tells us that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Amen. They sold their possessions, had all things common. Amen. Were of one accord in the temple, the Bible said. Amen. Breaking bread from house to house. Amen. The Bible said that the Lord added to the church daily as such should be saved. Amen. Amen. Luke records in chapter number 3, the faith of Peter and John, amen, at the temple gate, the healing of the crippled man, amen, that sat by the gate called Beautiful. Amen, where it's recorded, amen, the death of Ananias and Sapphira. Amen, as they, amen, died, amen, lying to the Holy Ghost in chapter number 5. Amen, the word of God spreads, amen, throughout chapter 6 and 7 and chapter number 8.
as the Samaritans, amen, hear the word of God, amen. They believe, amen. The Bible tells us in chapter 8 and verse number 17 that they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost, amen. Amen. Philip is spoken to, we know, by the Lord, amen. The angel, amen, comes to him and tells him to go south. Can somebody say amen? Praise God. You're going to help me tonight, ain't you? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He says to go south. And on his way, amen, south, amen, we know that the Ethiopian was converted and baptized. Amen. In chapter number 9, we read about the conversion, amen, of Saul of Tarsus, amen, on the road to Damascus. In chapter number 10, we read about Cornelius, amen, as he was converted and receives the Holy Ghost. Amen. As Peter was obedient, amen, to the will of God. Amen. I'm telling you what, tonight as we read, amen, through the book of Acts, amen, it is one glorious conversion, amen, after another. Amen, it seems to me that there is a wonderful, great revival, amen, that has taken place here in the book of Acts. Oh, my, the evidence of true revival is here. Amen, people are getting saved. Can somebody say amen? Amen, oh, my, a lot of folks would say that shouting is evidence, amen, to a great revival. Amen, well, shouting will come. Amen. But I believe there'll be souls converted in a great revival. Amen. Oh, yes, they will be. Amen. There'll be folks that are getting healed in a great revival. Oh, yes, there will be. There'll be folks getting the Holy Ghost as we read about here in the book of Acts. But in the midst of all of this great revival, amen, we see that the devil has sought a plan to disrupt the movement of God. Oh, my, isn't that the way the devil is? Amen. When the God of heaven begins to bless, when the God of heaven begins to move, amen, the devil, amen, seeks out a plan, amen, to try to disrupt the move of God. Amen. In chapter number 12, amen, in our text tonight, we read, amen, about how Herod, amen, I believe is inspired of the devil, don't y'all? As he was stretched forth his hands, amen, to vex certain of the church. Oh, my, Herod had a plan. Amen. He was tired. The devil was tired. Amen. Of hearing, amen, all these testimonies. Amen. Tired of hearing, amen, how great God was. Amen. Tired of hearing what God did. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you what, tonight, amen, the devil sought out, amen, to destroy what God was doing. Amen. Could I say tonight that the devil, amen, sought out, amen, to try to scare the people of God? Amen. Oh, yes, he sought out to try to scare, amen, the people of God. And we know that, yes, amen, Herod was, amen, he did, he was able to kill, amen, James by the sword, the Bible said. Amen. He brought, amen, fear through this death of James. Amen. Oh, man, you say, preacher, where you get that from? Well, my, he saw and it pleased the religious people of that hour. And he said, hey, amen, if it pleased the religious people of this hour, amen, I'm going to seek Peter next. Amen, I'm going to try to get a hold of Peter. Amen, lock him up in prison. Amen, and after Easter, amen, I'm going to kill him too. Oh, my, we read about how that Peter, amen, is captured. How that Peter is imprisoned. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you what. Amen. Herod knew. I believe Herod knew how great this God really was. Amen. Oh, because, amen, we see that, amen, Herod guarded him heavily. Amen. Locking him into the inner prison. Amen. Putting chains upon him. Amen. Let me tell you tonight, amen, Herod did not want to see Peter go. Amen, the devil tonight, amen, does not want to see our lost loved ones, amen, get out of their prison house, amen. Oh, my, I'm telling you what, tonight, amen, when we see this, I know that a lot of things have been preached in this text, amen, but when we look at it, I know some, you know, Amen. Y'all real spiritual ones. Amen. Praise God. Oh my, y'all help me a little bit, ain't you? Amen. But the real spiritual ones. Amen. A preaching. Oh well. Amen. Peter was locked up in prison. Amen. And Peter, amen, he sat there. Amen. And he sung about how I was going to get out. Amen. But I don't read about that to you. I don't see Peter. Amen. Sitting there in the prison. Amen. Bound. Amen. In fetters and chains. Amen. Oh, am I looking to get out? Amen. No, James is already dead. Amen. Oh, my, he is haunted. Amen. By the fact that James is dead. Do you understand tonight? Amen. How many have we heard? Amen. That have died. Amen. While in prison. Amen. I said, how many? Amen. Have died while in prison. Amen. While being locked up. Amen. In fetters and chains. Amen. I thought tonight. Amen. Oh my, you, some of you. Amen. Older folks tonight. Amen. You remember the days of revival. Amen. We don't have to remind you. Amen. You remind us. Amen. You testify the goodness of God. Amen. You testify, amen, of getting saved. Amen. You testify of God saving your children. Amen. God saving your family. Amen. You testify what God, amen, did for you. Amen. But let me tell you what, tonight, and we're living in an hour, amen, in which the devil has sought, amen, amen, to take and bring fear in the life of the church. Oh, my. Amen. Do you see that tonight? Amen. Peter haunted. I believe Peter's humanity kicked in. I believe Peter was scared. Come on now. I believe Peter was scared. Amen. Oh, God, help me here. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I know the church was scared. Hallelujah. Amen. They was praying like we do. Amen. They were locked up. Amen. In Mary's house, they were praying, Brother Neil. Amen. They were seeking the Lord. Praise God. But when they finally heard that Peter got out, amen, they didn't believe it. Come on now. I said they didn't believe it. Amen. Can you get the picture tonight? Amen. Am I doing that bad of a job? Amen. Trying to paint you a picture tonight. Amen. Can you see, amen, Peter? Hey, oh, I'm telling you what. Can you see the church? Amen. They're praying, aren't they? Amen. The Bible said they prayed without ceasing. Amen. They were continuing, amen, in prayer, praise God. Amen. But let me tell you what. Amen. They wasn't believing what they was praying. Come on now. They wasn't believing it. Amen. If they would have been believing it, Brother Gabbard, amen, as soon as they heard the knock on the door, amen, they had all jumped up and ran out and said, oh, we knew you was going to get out, Peter. Amen. That ain't what happened, Brother Dean. Amen. Oh, my, Rhoda jumped up, run to the door. Amen. She runs to the door. Amen. Oh, my, the knock at the door. She comes and said, Peter's here. Oh, we don't believe it. We don't believe it. You say, what are you preaching to us, preacher? Hey, well, I feel like we're living in an hour. Amen. It's been told to us this morning. Amen. Brother Gabber told us he feels like there's a revival. Amen. Going to come to the people of God. Amen. But let me tell you what, tonight. Amen. Oh, we felt the Spirit of God. And we felt the Holy Ghost around here last night. And we felt the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. I'm telling you what, we felt God. Amen. Around here. Amen. Just as Brother Gentry said last night. Amen. There are some of us that are holding back. And why? Because, amen, we have got little faith. Amen. Our faith isn't as strong as it needs to be. Amen. And many times it comes down to the young people. I noticed last night, Brother Birdsong. Amen. I don't pay a lot of attention to a lot of detail a lot of times. Amen. But I seen a lot of, amen, older folks shouting around here last night. Amen. I seen some younger folks up here. Amen. I seen some younger people up here praying. Amen. But there's a whole lot more of you out there. Amen. I said there's a whole lot more of you young people out there. Amen. But I feel like the devil, amen, has got you backed in the corner. Amen. You feel like Peter ain't never going to get out. You understand tonight? Amen. Peter, amen, locked up in prison. Amen. It's your problem. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. You may have a need in your body. You may need to get healed. Hey, I'm telling you what. Amen. You may have a lost loved one out there. Amen. You may amen, have a loser in your family. Hey, I'm telling you what tonight. But many times we come to church and we put on our holiness attire and we kneel at the altar. But yet our faith, and we really not believing what God is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I said we're really not believing what God is doing. Amen. Do you see? We're going through the form. They're going through the form. We're going through the form, young people. Amen. Oh, my. Amen. But the form won't get it. I said the form won't get it. Amen. You go to prayer. Amen. You must believe. I said you must believe. Amen. You must trust Him. Amen. You must honor Him tonight. Amen. Oh, my. I'm telling you what. Praise God, when you talk about a loser. Amen. You talk about a loser. Peter was in a losing situation. Amen. I couldn't help to think. Amen. I testified a little bit about this. Amen. Of the home church. Some would call it preaching, some wouldn't. Amen. And but I couldn't help to think. Amen. All of us has got lost loved ones in our family. Amen. All of us have those that we've seen come to the house of God and them that's left the house of God. Amen. Brother Gabbard preached so wonderful this morning. Amen. But God had dealt with my heart about this and before he ever preached it. Amen. But I'm telling you what. Amen. So many times. Amen. When we go to God in prayer and we ask God. Amen. Lord, would you save them? Amen. Oh, my. We think about James. And we think, well, James never got out. Amen. Sister so-and-so's son never got saved. Amen. Brother so-and-so's son. Amen. They never got saved. Oh, my. They died in a drunken stupor. Amen. They went to prison for life. I'm telling you what, the devil will remind you of James. Amen. But let me tell you what, tonight, amen, Peter ain't dead yet. I said, Peter ain't dead yet. Amen. You've got some family members. I said, you've got some that you love. Amen. And they're on the verge. Amen. You're hearing a knock at the door. Amen. It's going to be Peter. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, it's going to be Peter. Praise God. Amen. I said, it's going to be Peter. Amen. How many's looking for Peter tonight? Amen. How many's looking for that one? Amen. That's out on God. How many's looking for a healing tonight? That you prayed for, but you couldn't get the faith. Amen. Tonight could be the night that you hear the door. Amen. A knock at the door. Amen. That says Peter's at the door. Amen. Oh, my. I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God. Amen. I've been here about 15 minutes or a little better than that. Amen. Can I take a little bit more time? All right. Amen. About 16 more minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought, amen, so many times. Amen, about praying. My family, they're not saved tonight. And my mom and dad aren't saved. Amen, I got saved when I was a 12-year-old boy. And by the side of Highway 8 in Easley, South Carolina. In a little independent Baptist church and a little Sunday school table. And I really got saved. Amen. Amen. Had a pastor's wife that smoked cigarettes. Woo. Amen. But God dealt with my heart. That ain't the thing to do. Come on now. Amen. God began to deal with me about righteousness. And before I ever knew who some of y'all were. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you what. Amen. God began to do a work in my life. Amen. I wanted the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wanted God to do, amen, a great thing in my life. And Brother Gabbard, I was that loser. I was that one in school. Amen. That wore, amen, pants that were shorter, amen, than what you normally wear. And they wasn't called shorts. You know what I'm talking about? It's called high waters. Amen. Had a couple of pair of jeans, and I'd wash them every night. Amen. Sneak in when mom wasn't around. Amen. Get a little dish soap. Amen. Wash them out. Amen. So I'd have something to go to school in the next day. Hey, I'm telling you what. Amen. I was talked about. I was ridiculed. I was smoked. Amen. Oh, yes, I was. Amen. But my mom and dad, and when I got saved, amen. Oh, amen. They never really gave into it. Oh, they told me. I told them I was called to preach, Brother Doug. Amen. I didn't have a dad like you've got. And I stood up and said, oh, amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Oh, no, mama. Amen. She told me, you're not a preacher. Amen. You ain't been to school to be a preacher. Hey, I'm telling you what, she tried to discourage me. Amen. They tried. God would deal with me about, amen, going to the movies. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And mom and dad, amen, they'd say, oh, it's okay, go to the movies. Amen. It's okay, do that. Amen. Oh, let me tell you tonight. Amen. Mom and dad were hard. Amen. Mom and dad were tough. Amen. But there come a time, amen, after we have been out evangelizing for several years, every time we leave, amen, mom and dad, they wouldn't really say much, and we'll see when you get back. Amen. A lot of times, amen, she argued about God's word, amen, oh, trying to turn me aside. Amen. But there come a time, church, amen, in which Peter come knocking on the door. I'm telling you what, and my mom locked up in the prison house of sin. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, oh, she came, amen, oh, one afternoon, and we was about to go back out on the road, and she said, okay, son, and she said, you're doing what God's told you to do. Amen. I'm for you now. I'm for you now. Amen. That was a little bit of light. That was just a little glimmer of hope. Amen. Then several months later, and maybe a year or so later, amen, mom calls me one night on the phone, and she's got tears, amen, running down her face, and you can hear it in her voice. I'm telling you what, amen, Peter was knocking on the door. I said, Peter was knocking on the door. Amen. No, mom still ain't got saved yet. Amen. Oh, but I'm waiting just at any moment. And for Peter come knocking on the door. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm waiting for Peter to get out of prison. Hallelujah. Amen. A dad. Amen. We'd ride down the road and my dad, amen, he'd say, oh, that tongue talking stuff. Amen. He said, I seen it when I was little. He said, folks just got so excited about what it's talking about. Amen. They just start jibber jabbering. Come on now. What it was, amen, is it just got so real, hallelujah, that it took over, hallelujah. Come on now. Hey, oh my, amen, I hope we can get loose here this week. Amen, I just feel like we're living in the hour, amen, that if Peter was to come knocking on the door, amen, oh, Brother Gabbard, I thought this afternoon, I thought, you know what, I better change my message. He'll think I'm coming in here, amen, and trying to, amen, do better than somebody else. Amen, let me tell you what, tonight, amen, just like that mama that Brother Gabbard told us about this morning, that's looking for her son. Amen, I'm telling you what, you tonight, amen, they've lost hope. You tonight, they've lost faith. You tonight, amen, they just can't seem to get a hold of it. Amen, you pray. Amen, you come to church, and you ain't getting a hold of it. I tell you, just keep praying. Amen, somehow get the faith, and somehow believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, the man. Amen, the man. Praise God. Amen. The man there that brought his demon-possessed son to Christ. The one in which his disciples could do nothing with. Amen. Oh, what did he say? He told Jesus, your disciples, they couldn't do nothing for him. And they tried, but they couldn't do nothing for him. Amen. Jesus rebuked them a little bit, didn't he? Oh, my. Tell you what. We don't like rebuke. I know that. Hey, we don't like it. Hallelujah. Amen. One preacher said that 2/3 of the ministry is reprove and rebuke. Amen. And the other 1/3 exhort. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if y'all believe that or not tonight. Amen. But I tell you what. Amen. Jesus rebuked his disciples. Amen. He rebuked them. Amen. For their faith. Amen. But yet when that man, when he told the man, he said, thou wilt believe. Amen. If you'll just believe, if you'll just trust me, amen, it'll be all right. And what did he say? Amen. He said, I believe that help thou mine unbelief. Praise God. I believe that help thou mine unbelief. I believe there's some young people here tonight. Oh, yeah, you may have been just like those tonight that have played with God. Amen. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Amen. You may feel like these tonight. Amen. But all these testimonies ought to let you know, amen, that if God will give them a second chance, he has no respecter of persons. Hey, I said he had no respect of persons. Amen. And if he'll do that for this brother, and if he'll do it for Brother Doug, he'll do it for you. I said he'll do it for you. Amen. You may feel like, amen, you'll never get Peter out of prison. Amen. But if you'll hold fast in God and trust in him, I'm telling you what, you may feel like Daniel, amen, who prayed and prayed and prayed. I said you may feel like Daniel, amen, who prayed and prayed and prayed. The answer, where is it at? Amen. I'm telling you what, God has got your answer. And Peter's on the verge of getting out of prison. Amen. Oh, yes, he is. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Amen. He's on the verge of getting out of prison. Praise God. Amen. Hey, I knew. I don't know. I kind of got an idea. When Brother Gabbard this morning, amen, told us to get that person on our mind. Amen. And get out from behind those pews and come to this altar this morning. Amen. Brother Green from my church. Amen. Wonderful man. Amen. Wonderful Sunday school teacher. Puts the pastor to shame. Amen. Praise God. But he barreled out from behind that pew. I'm telling you what, I told you, I preached a little bit about this on Sunday morning. Amen. We've got a lot of people out of our church. Amen. We've got backsliders. Amen. That have backslid young people. Amen. Young people that knew without a doubt we loved them. Amen. Knew without a doubt. Amen. It's so strange that last night around this altar, amen, right over there, amen, God put one of them on my heart. Amen. I text them today. I ain't received nothing from them. Amen. Some of the people in my church know this person's been up and down, up and down, up and down. Amen. Through all their life. Amen. But I tell you what, that don't stop me from praying. Amen. For them. Amen. Oh my. I tell you what. Amen. The devil wants to tell us James didn't get out of prison. Amen. Oh my. I thought, you know, they spend a lot of young people, a lot of people hurting church. Amen. And we think about, and Brother So. So never got over it. You understand tonight? Brother so-and-so never got over it. So I won't never get over it. Heaven, this thing's going to hold me all my life. Amen. Oh, my, but Peter got out. I said, Peter got out. Peter got out. Amen. I feel like around our church, amen, God's about going to let some Peters get out pretty soon. Amen. I feel like this revival that Brother Gabbard's talking about, oh, man, no, it probably won't sweep the whole world, but it'll be in them little churches. It'll be, amen, in those churches that are preaching the truth, amen, that God is working in. Amen. Oh, my, he's down there. And Peter didn't even believe it himself, did he? Amen. Yeah, it's just a vision. Just a vision. Oh my, when they walk through those doors back there. Amen. When they walk through those doors tonight, maybe. Come on now. Amen. Don't say that it's just a vision. I'm just seeing things. Amen. No. Amen. Run to them and say, come on in, Peter. Come on in. Amen. I said, come on in. Amen. And we've been waiting on you, Peter. And we love you, Peter. We've been praying for you, Peter. Amen. Oh, I don't know tonight. Amen. Maybe we're getting real close here. Amen. But if you'd like to come pray, amen, I'm going to turn it back over to Brother, amen, Donnell tonight here. He's saying, come pray. Amen. Come pray. Amen. Come pray. I don't want to weary you with time tonight, but come pray. Amen. Oh, my, let this be confirmation tonight. Amen. You young people, amen, you've seen some that have walked out the door. Amen. And you look at them and you say, they're like James. They're never going to get out. They're never going to get out. Amen. Oh, but tonight, amen, say, yeah, James might have never got out. Amen. But Peter did. Peter did. Peter did. Amen. Peter did. Hallelujah.